Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
I remember growing up that as a young person, between the ages of 11 and let's say 14 or 15, you were not responsible for doing a lot of the groceries at home. Of course, this differed family to family, but especially when I was 11 to 13, there wasn't a lot that I understood about doing groceries and paying bills, and let alone ordering things internationally. That was just something that was not even in my mind. I never even considered that. And there's many of us who grew up in such an era. But right now, in the world that we're living in today, young people are growing up in a completely different world, which both has its positives and negatives. Right now, we're living in a world where a young person can download an app, save up some money, and then order something all the way from America or from China or from Europe or from any part in Africa as well, and have that product delivered within on the comfort of their home if they have the money and if they have a smartphone and they can load a card on that phone. In fact, there's another thing I remember, which I remember it used to frustrate me a lot when I was younger. The fact that in order for you to buy online, you needed to have a credit card. And some of us still remember that time that you couldn't do any shopping if you didn't have a credit card. And of course, that limited a lot of young people, even to go into a hotel or to book a vehicle and to rent out a vehicle. You needed to have a credit card. But now times have changed. There's a lot that you can do with just a debit card, like the first card that a 16-year-old has access to, even a 13-year-old, can do so much these days that they can book a flight. They can order stuff from outside of the country that they live in. They can have all of these things delivered at their doorstep. So all that is to say this, the landscape has changed in terms of how we do our shopping. Everything has changed. Parents have less control of how their kids do their spending and shopping, right? Nowadays, a kid can literally have an app that you don't even know is used for shopping, because I know that a lot of older people don't even know that Temu is a place where you can do shopping. In fact, let alone Temu, nowadays you can even do shopping on a social media platform like TikTok. TikTok has a store. You can have a person that you follow and they have a store and products that they sell that you can buy. Let alone that, young people are able to buy digital products, right? Digital products that you don't even know that they have access to. And this really changes the conversation and landscape, right? Where a lot of young people now are at a place where we are exposed to things that make it easy for us to abuse online shopping because it has become so easily and so accessible. One of the apps that are becoming very popular right now is an app called Temu. And Temu basically sells very things that are of decent quality, a lot of them, at very affordable prices. More affordable than you can get them in your own country. And a lot of young people are exposed to this because Temu is very popular on social media, especially Instagram and TikTok. And a lot of them are buying things as well and are being hired to promote this app. Now, I want to first begin our conversation at looking at the shift towards online shopping in a positive light, because there are a few negative things to discuss about it, right? So let's look at it from a positive light. Back in the day, streets used to be much safer. Young people could travel. You could go walk to your family's friends without really worrying much about who might kidnap you, who might hurt you along the way or steal from you. But nowadays, also depending on where you live, things have changed and they've become a lot more dangerous. So online shopping has introduced a lot of safety with it, let alone that you save a lot of time and fuel. That's something to acknowledge about online shopping, that even though your child is busy doing shopping outside there in the world, or you as a young person are doing shopping outside there in the world, you can rest assured that you don't have to do much and you don't have to go around traveling and going to places that are dangerous. And as a parent, you can rest assured that at least your child is doing this from the comfort of your home within the four walls that of safety that you've created for them. That's a positive, and that's something that we should acknowledge and be aware of, right? Even though the online and digital space has opened up a lot of danger, like, for example, you having to give your child, whether you like it or not, access. Just by giving them a phone, a laptop, a PlayStation, they already have access to the world of spending, right? I mean, there was a time where buying is only something that we gave. It's a responsibility that adults have had access to. But nowadays, that access has really trickled down to the young people, where now, when you're giving them an allowance, and you're probably going to give them through a bank or whatever the case may be, even if you're giving them physical money, it's easy for them to take that and turn it into, put it in some kind of bank or online digital service that provides financial services and be able to do spendings. And on top of that, young people can now spend through games. They can spend on whatever social media platform that they're on. So we've opened up this level of responsibility, like who gets to shop, to young people. And as a young person, you have a lot more power. And there's good in that. But at the same time, I want to talk now about the fact that as young people, we need to be responsible, because there's a lot of things that we can do wrong. Like, for example, we love our influencers. And that opens us up to a lot of impulse buying, right? You can call it a frenzy that we go on, because if you see, for example, your favorite actress that you follow or your favorite influencer that you follow, that they're buying certain type of clothes, you're easily encouraged to do impulse buying. And impulse buying is buying without meditating on something, budgeting for it, spending time thinking about whether you want the purchase or not. Because it's so easy to buy in the first place, you don't really have a lot of time to even think about the purchase that you're making, right? So this is something that us young people need to really, really, really think about, that we are in a space where we've been given a lot more access and a lot more privileges than we are entitled to. I don't know if I should put it that way, than we are entitled to. And this is something we need to think about, because now the responsibility rests on our shoulders as young people as to whether we are going to be responsible or we are going to be reckless with our money. Another point I want to raise is the idea of the downside of discounts, right? When you are shopping online and you're shopping on a platform like Temu and you're shopping on social media, there's a lot of discounts there. And the problem with it is there's so many discounts nowadays that you really can't even tell the difference between something that is a legitimate discount and something that is just claiming to be a discount, right? Everything is a quote unquote discount, right? But what are you comparing it to? So that makes us make decisions without actually doing any research. Because back in the day, I remember my mother used to collect papers from Checkers, from Dis-Chem, from ShopRite and from Spar, and then compare the prices as to which place is cheaper. But nowadays, these companies are encouraging you to do a lot of impulse buying because they want you to fall for the impulse buying. They want you to not do a lot of comparative shopping. They don't want you to compare prices from this store and that store and that store, because you conveniently landed on their website and you are on their social media platform. So we need to open our eyes up as young people to the idea on and the effort that we need to make in order to make sure that we compare prices. Then there's also the environmental impact. This one I'm not going to touch much on because it's a discussion on its own. But frenzy buying, impulse buying, and bulking things up, storing things, also has a very big impact on the environment, right? Shopping and using things that now you're going to leave and you're not going to recycle. And I suppose that's a way you can solve this problem by recycling in the first place. But we really do need to be mindful of how we're impacting the environment as young people. And then also, a lot of us who are shopping in this modern era, in this modern age, rely so much on returning things. I remember I watched a documentary on the returning industry, I should call it. Like, you have no idea how companies invest, right, in this idea. They have an expectation that things are going to be returned and those things are going to be resold at a much lower price. And that floods markets with these items that we have returned. And because now we have these online stores trying to beg us to become online shoppers, they're making it very easy for us to return items that we've already opened. And some of these companies, actually, this doesn't work well for the companies, and I would say for at the same time for the environment, but it does, I suppose, make it easier for people who are buying things in the secondhand market, because then we give them products that we've opened up but didn't use. But you can see how that can ruin the environment as well, because we're flooding it with things that should be thrown away by now. But also another very big impact on us as young people is just social media influencers. We need to stop allowing influencers to determine the things that we buy. Whenever you see something that an influencer is using and you want to use it, I've seen these mugs, these drinking cups that a lot of young people are buying these days because they're seeing influencers buy them. You really need to ask yourself, spend some time considering whether you even need it in the first place, right? So the question I'm going to leave with you for right now is, the last thing you bought, did you really need it, or was it an impulse buy because you saw an influencer use it? And do you think you have a problem of buying with impulse and shopping online?
Where hope and faith thrive.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to I Am Youth. youth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.